You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The OECD released a report yesterday which looked at the environmental performance of New Zealand. The report provides independent assessments of countries' progress in achieving environmental policy goals, as well as making policy recommendations. The report warns that New Zealand's high environmental quality of life is under threat from a lack of long-term planning. The country's growth is starting to show environmental limits, including increased greenhouse gas emissions, freshwater contamination, and threats to biodiversity. 95BFM reporter Hannah Ross spoke to freshwater scientist at the University of Otago, Mark Schellenberg, about the findings of the report.
Quite a long and thorough report looking at environmental performance in New Zealand, put out by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is an international organization with 35 countries involved, mainly sort of the European, English and European countries that have a fairly high standard of living and similar perspectives on the economy and the environment and society. So every 10 years they put out a report which looks at environmental performance of the different countries in the OECD. And this was the report which covers the period from 2007 to 2017.
And I guess what were the main findings of this report?
There's some really, I think, some important messages for New Zealand and its environmental performance. We're doing some things quite well. We have some fairly innovative approaches that we're trialing in some areas, but there's also some areas where the report really points a finger and says that we have much more work to do. For example, our per capita environmental footprint, so the amount of energy and resources that a New Zealander uses is amongst the highest in the world, and so we really need to, I guess, constrain our use of resources, I think, is what one of the main messages of the report.
And the report kind of saw that our environment was under threat because of not enough long-term planning. How do you think we can go about producing a more long-term plan to reduce our environmental footprint?
Yeah, I mean, I guess long-term planning is important, but I think for me what the report really pointed out was that there wasn't really much cohesion in terms of planning for the different sectors of the environment. So we have a ministry for the environment where we look at water quality, water quantity, and then we have a forestry regulatory body within MPI, and then we have development and transport, which are under different government ministries and units. And so there doesn't seem to be any sort of cohesion or coherent in terms of, I guess, sustainable development amongst all these different government policies and different government areas of regulation. So the thing that was pointed out in the report was that there needs to be kind of an overall strategy that brings all these different regulatory bodies into alignment, so you don't have crazy things like, say, one ministry doing something which actually contradicts what another ministry is trying to do. And there were examples of that given around the government funding irrigation projects, which irrigation leads to more intensification of farming, which can lead to more pollution going into water bodies. So at the same time that the government's giving money for cleanup funds for lakes and rivers, it's also encouraging irrigation, which is, you know, has real potential to make the pollution problems worse. So a kind of overall strategy that looked at sustainable development across government departments was something that the report recommended.
The first thing that I want to draw attention to in the report, which I think is completely new from the OECD, is identification that the way that our economy works at the moment, it is already bumping up against environmental limits. In other words, around freshwater or greenhouse gas emissions, for example, you know, we're at the limit of what the environment can sustain, and we would argue over the limit. So what the OECD is saying is that for the New Zealand economy to continue to grow, we need to fundamentally change the nature of the economy so that growth can occur without being linked to increased resource use. So that requires really a major rethink of the economy. I think you know, we would agree with OECD's findings. In fact, the report is great. You know, we agree with pretty well 95% of the recommendations that are in it. And I mean, one of the things that OECD focuses on is greenhouse gas emissions, where New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions are increasing Although in the OECD, on average, they have decreased. They're starting into a phase of decreasing. So we're going in the wrong direction. So I think New Zealanders maybe don't realise that unless they've travelled significantly around the world, that we're not a leader, we're not even a fast follower. We're actually one of the slow coaches right at the very back of the bus. And so the OECD says that agriculture has to be brought into the emissions trading scheme. It says that we have to tackle transport emissions as well through things like incentives for electric vehicles, getting sort of the rubbish old polluting cars off the roads, properly taxing diesel fuel, road pricing to actually create incentives for people to actually get out of private cars and into public transport. A whole bunch of messages, in fact, that I think will be pretty resonant for every environmentalist. And the OECD also reports on the crisis in biodiversity. People probably assume that I'm exaggerating when I use a word like crisis, but we have literally thousands of species that are heading towards extinction and only a few handful that are going in the right direction. I think New Zealanders really have no clue about that, so it's great to see the OECD highlight that point also.
And what are kind of the main acts that the government can do to protect the country's water and our native species and climate and kind of stop favouring the short-term private interests over the environmental footprint that we are kind of putting into our country?
Well, I mean, the report identifies, for example, on greenhouse gases, that we have made these commitments in Paris to sort of longer term goals, 2030, 2050, but there isn't currently any strategy for achieving those goals. So OECD is saying we need to have a strategy. I'm saying, Forest and Bird is saying, it would be great if that strategy is supported by all of the parties in Parliament, which is something that the UK has been able to do, to actually make policy change that's going to be effective in the long run. You kind of need to have policy that will be durable through, quite a number of government change. And that means you need to get all of the political parties together. Now, that's starting to happen on climate change, which is very encouraging. So it's a question of make that go faster. And we need to use the same kind of approach in other areas, on water, for example. OECD are big fans of using pricing to create signals. And so they're saying, for example, that New Zealand absolutely needs to introduce a resource rent, or effectively a charge for using fresh water for commercial purposes. And that applies obviously to something like water bottling, which has been in the news recently, but equally to dairy farming, where large amounts of water are taken, or anything that uses irrigation, but also making beer. Anything that uses water relies on the cleanliness of fresh water, should be paying for the use of that resource, and that revenue can be used to actually help clean things up. So it'd be great to see some cross-party consensuses emerging on right across the range of environmental and conservation issues.
And how do you think we should go about kind of reducing our environmental footprint? Do you think it is just a government-based problem and they need to start working together and creating a more environmentally friendly country? Or do you think it is kind of a lot to do with the individuals as well? We need to start not using cars as much. We need to start reducing our water usage. What kind of acts do you think need to be happening to reduce our environmental footprint?
Well, I think change can happen, and leadership for change can happen at multiple levels. So there definitely are things that individual people can do. I'm always trying to buy responsibly, locally sourced products, do my recycling, walk and cycle wherever I can, take public transport where I can. All of those things. Those are all important. Individually, they make relatively little impact. But collectively, they make a bigger impact, and they make a bigger impact still if people who are making those choices themselves then extend their thinking to demand change from political leaders. Because while everyone can do something, and working together is crucial, the pivotal role, the signal, the leadership that happens at a national level has to come from government itself. So we need to, with an election coming up this year, one of the most important things that people can do is recognise that we do have a conservation crisis on our hands. that the way that we've got the economy structured at the moment is being paid for by nature and by future generations, and vote accordingly, and vote for parties that actually make commitments to properly fund conservation, to actually do the kinds of policy changes that are necessary to have a more environmentally sustainable economy.
That was Chief Executive of Forest and Bird, Kevin Haig, speaking about the new OECD report, which looked at the environmental performance of New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.